Okay, so we left off, we're talking about the midostoma. Before we continue with the midostoma, let's look at the Tosfos and the Amud Aleph. It might be useful going forward. Tosfos says, Zayn Enev is Zayn Chosu. Afilu b'chosu b'chaim l'agav agav ad ovid l'mega, ha v'motsu l'meim ad apotah. He says that not only Zeh Ein Enev, Zeh Ein Chosser Potter, but Zeh Ein Enev, Zeh Chosser is also Potter. Because Kevin Shiloh Ein Enev, after Shigar Nachosser, Hefzer B'chaveroi, because since he wasn't Enev, there's nothing I wish to be Mechayev. I was Gerim Hefzer, I was Chosser. Chosser is not a Mechayev. I feel Gishe Chaveroi Beisir, but no one does before, of Angel Agrom Abam. The Shita Satoisvus I mentioned yesterday, Shita Satoisvus, well, the Gemara talks about three cases, three scenarios. Zeh Nenev, Zeh Chosser, Zeh Ein Nenev, Zeh Ein Chosser. Then those two are Poshut. And then you have Zeh Nenev, Zeh Ein Chosser. That's the Bayah of the Gemara. But the Gemara doesn't explicitly talk about the opposite case. Zeh Chosser, Zeh Ein Nenev. So Taisha says that's the same thing as Zeh Ein Chosser. Once it's Ein Nenev, there's nothing to talk about. There's no difference. Once he's Ein Nenev, once the door is not Nenev, so there's nothing to know chayiv. We're talking about a chayiv nene. If he's not nene, there's no chayiv. It doesn't make a difference to me that the bala chotzer was chosser. So maxim, it's a grom. Grom ben zok in this potter anyway. The whole discussion only starts when he's nene. So then we can discuss, well, if he's nene and there's a chayiv nene, but what about the fact that the bala chotzer wasn't chosser? The Rif, I mentioned yesterday, the Rif is chayiv. And the Rif says, I wasn't necessarily going to get so involved with it, and I don't know that I want to get so involved with it now at the beginning of the sugya, but there's an equivalent of that thing that I think we do need to have. The Rif says in my Gemara, it's in Chav Gimel and Chav Gimel in the Amud Erev. The Dafka b'chotzer d'le kaima l'agva. B'chotzer d'le kaima l'agva, then you're potter. Even though the door, the person living there is nene, he's older than mega. My time is nene v'zele chosru, and nene v'zele chosru is potter. The Rif passed me nene v'zele chosru is potter. Aval b'chotzer dekaimu l'agro, but if it's a chotzer dekaimu l'agro, meaning there's a chisor, sorach l'halus l'shkar, then he has to pay. V'afal gav d'loy over the mega, d'ha chosru imemayna. Doesn't matter if he's nene or not, as long as it's a chosru is chayef. So the Rif Paskin is that if he's a chosser, it doesn't matter whether he's nen or not, he's chayim. But before Shem Rif, that zeh chosser, even if he's ain't a nen, is chayim. Not only that, but the Rif puts them together. The Rif doesn't even have like a separate bubba, zeh nene v'zeh chosser, and then zeh ain't a nen v'zeh chosser. It's one zog. Zeh chosser is chayim, the chosser, doesn't matter whether he's nen or not nen, chosser is chayim. So the Shah is why? He has a point. If he's not nene, so we're familiar with the chi of nene. Here he's not nene. He's a gavra deloy of the mega. The door, the person living there, was not nene. Elamai, the bala chotzer was chosser, new fight. So it's a grover. So what's the time of it? So kat nechluk ha-drochim in the Nuki Yosef, it's mavur, that the Rif is mechayev as mazik. Well, you can see the Mufi Yosef and by me it's and Chav Beis. Dibur Maslis v'chotzer d'chaim ala agro. The Gavad al-Ovid al-Megar le'hizkiru. The Gemara doesn't say b'feirish what's the din of a Gavad al-Ovid al-Megar. He's not nene, but the chotzer was chaim ala agro. The chotzer b'alei ha-taisu, she's ep poshut, she'u potter, became a vatel kisi shal chaveri. Because it's like somebody prevented somebody from investing his money, from using his money. So you were meneif, you were goyim mi mehefzer, but it's a grom. Like locking somebody up in a room, and you prevent them from making money. So you're potter. It's all grom. Like Tosfos said, it's grom. But the Ra'oz says that haskama segoinim like the Rif is that he's chayiv. Chayin das rabbi zav. The leidomil mevatel kisi la'achtek elachave. Tosam grom ba'almu. That's a grom. A grom is like a potter. But here where he lived in the chotzer, and he ate the peiros of the chotzer, meaning he ate the diurim, the deer of the chotzer, then he's chayiv. Teida, she'ilu ochel odin peiros chaveri. If a person ate up somebody's peiros, afu pishul inen a klal, so if ani b'chayiv, even if he's not nen at all, let's say a person ate peiros, he hates peiros, or whatever, he's not nena, I mean, I don't know if that's even shy. I don't know exactly what the case is. He's not nena from the Paris. For some reason, he's not nena from the Paris. But he ate the Paris up. So that is chayim. So here also, since he lived in the chotzer and he ate the Paris of the chotzer, so it's pshita that he's chayim. So this is very sosan. What's he talking about? Of course, if you eat Paris, you're chayim, even if you're not nena, because you're a mazik. Nobody ever said that mazik has to be nena. Take a baseball bat, you smash somebody's window, you don't have to be nena to be chayim. The nidin here knows that he's not nena, because he's a gavadli over the mega. That means he's not a nena. So if he's not, I mean, sorry, the need in here is that he's not a mazik. It's only a groma. Elam, I want to be chayiv mas nene, but he's not a nene because he's a gavad love of the mega. It's very sosim. What's the this new case is very sosim. He's saying he's as long as the guy is chaser, so you're chayiv because it's like oichel peyosef shel chaverov that you're chayiv even though you're not nene. So one thing's for sure that he's saying that you're chayiv as mazik because he's comparing it to somebody who's oichel peyosef shel chaverov that you're chayiv even though you're not nene. That means that if you're mazik moment chaverov you pot even if you're not nene. So here as well, if the Baal HaChotzer was chayiv, was chaser, if the Baal HaChotzer was chaser, so even though the chayiv is a groma, so he's no zara groma. Because since you ate up the deurim that made him chaser, you were in the chaser and you were echel peyosu shel chaveru, so it's tantamount to being a mazik and you're chayiv. So that needs a husband. Not a mazik, you're a groma. Ela my nene, but you're not a nene. So that's what Tosfos says. It's nishtahin and nishtahin, it's neither nor. You're not a mazik, it's only a groma. You're not a nene, because you're not nene. So how does this work exactly? If you put the two things together, then all of a sudden you become a mazik. So I guess it needs a hezber. Shimon says that the hezber is like this. Shimon says that that the case of Roma, let's say they're like they bring you like the Mukesh what you shall me mevatel kisei shel chaveru. Somebody has money, has a pocket, he has a wallet full of money, he wants to spend it, he wants to invest it, and you prevent him, you lock it up. Now he can't invest it, so you were gairim mehefs. So that's called the groma. Why is it called the groma? Because you prevented, he wanted to use his money to create Paris, to create some kind of profit. You prevented him from realizing the profit. Or if let's say a guy has a chotzer and he wants to plant it and be mitzi peiros, and you lock up the chotzer and you keep him out, and now he's not able, now you prevented the chotzer from being mitzi peiros. So that's about only a grom. Preventing of a chotzer from being mitzi peiros is a grom. So likewise in a dira, likewise in a chotzer, not a sod. That's a sod, the field that has peiros. Here you have a chotzer, but it's a chotzer to over the mega. This is a chotzer that the guy rents out. He has a hotel or something, and he rents out the rooms, or he has a chotzer, and he rents out the space. So this is here. This is a chotzer that has payers. So let's say you locked up the chotzer and didn't let anybody in. So then you would be preventing the chotzer. So what is the payers of this chotzer? Yeah, chotzer the kaimel agra. So it also has payers. What are the payers of the chotzer? The dirim. the dirim in this chotzer. That's the payers of the chotzer. Every time somebody lives in this chotzer and pays for it. That dira in the chotzer, which has value, is the peiros of the chotzer. The chotzer produces a value, it produces a thing of value, namely the dira that people live in it. Because the dira that people live in it is a thing of value. They pay for it. It's a thing of value. It's over the mega. So that's the peiros of the chotzer. So if you just locked the chotzer up and kept people away, so then what would you be doing? You would be preventing the chotzer from being mitzi peiros. Well, that's grom. Preventing a chotzer from being mitzi peiros is groma. But here, where you lived in the chotzer, so you didn't have any hanah from that, but you lived in the chotzer. So the chotzer actually had peiros. The chotzer actually produced peiros. Namely, you're living in the chotzer. Because living in the chotzer, even though you're not nene, because you're not a gavad over the mega, but living in the chotzer is a peiros. So this chotzer actually produced peiros. And what did you do with these peiros? You ate them. Because you ate these peiros up. And prevented any, and you ate these peiros up. So he's, and it was, and eating these peiros up was a loss for the Baal. Because you didn't pay for it. Other people would pay for it. You didn't pay for it. So he says that's already a mazik. That's not grama. You caused the chotzer to produce peiris, and you ate the peiris. So that's akin to mazik. So Shimon's mazik is mazik here. The in other words, if you lock somebody out of his chotzer, so then that's so to speak that you're preventing the chotzer from producing peiris. That's a grama. If it's a chotzer to like chaim alagro altogether, then it's not a chutz that produces pears. Then it's not a chiv nena. That's the subject of the sukkah. But where you lived in the chutz, where it's a chutz that kaim ala agra, so it's a chutz that produces pears. The Bailam rent it out. It produces pears. And you went in. Now your guy's not nena. You're not nena from it. But you went in, and you lived there. You didn't pay for it. You don't want to pay for it. You lived there. By living there, you so to speak, produced pears. You cause the chotzer to produce its peiris. Because the peiris of the chotzer are the diurim in the chotzer. So you cause the chotzer to produce its diurim. And you ate those diurim. You ate that up. Those peiris that the chotzer produced, namely the fact that somebody lived in the chotzer, that's what a hotel produces, that people live in it. That's the product of the hotel. That's the product of the chotzer. And you ate that. You ate those peiris up. So you chayev al tzmazik. Because to cause the chotzer to produce peiris and to eat the peiris, that's called mazik. Here, the chotzer really produced the peiris. It produced rentable hours. It produced rentable hours. Not that you prevented the chotzer. If you just lock the door up, so then you're producing, you're preventing the chotzer from producing rentable hours. But if you actually lived there, then the chotzer actually produced rentable hours. And you ate them. So that's like you're going to a soda, that's not yours, because it's a big zela, and you plant the soda, and you harvest the soda, and you eat the peiris of the soda, avada you're a mazik. Even if, so to speak, you wouldn't be nana. Lu Yitzur, that you would do that and you wouldn't be nana. Wouldn't matter. Like, let's say you went into a soda, you planted it, you harvested it, you produced a lot of apples, and then you burnt them up, so you weren't nana. But that's still called that you were eichel, you produced the pears, and you were eichel the pears. I'm sure if the muscle is entirely a good muscle, but that's how Rav Shimon learns the pshat in this Mukiyais. Okay, that's insofar as that's in Mukiyais' Havon in the Rif, that the Rif is a Mechayev as Mazik. The Rosh also talks about this Rif. And the Rosh has a different nusach. Also needs a hezra. Sin involved in the Rosh. It's not the Rosh. Ilay me b'chotz l'kayim l'agav v'gavlo of the Megar ze loy nene v'ze loy chosu. Pirishri. Who had the navi b'chotzer the kaimel agra the gaver the leover the mega the potter came with the loy nene. Afal b'shigarim hefsi v'chaveir. Afilu gears chaveir mi beisley v'noal adelas v'fonav einzei el grama be'alma v'le mechayev einzei el grama be'alma v'le mechayev el k'shasek zel. That line needs a hezbollah. V'le mechayev el k'shasek zel. Shasek zel. How does shasek zel come in over here? Or let's say somebody was makabel soda. He was the kablonis. He's that means he. That's the gemara of a blaser. He's a sharecropper. So he took a soda, and the deal is he's going to produce peiris, and he's going to put, say, a third to the bile. Instead of doing that, he just let it lie fallow. So you have to pay. So there are no. There's no peiris. This soda did not produce peiris. And the Bailim now had a loss. The Bailim now suffered a loss. This guy was, he was Makabal Asodah. He was Makabal Asodah. He made a deal with the Bailim. I'll work the Asodah. I'll give you a third of the payers. And then he just, in a way, stayed home and watched, played video games. And nothing happened. The payers, the Asodah didn't produce any payers. And now the Bailim are at a loss. So the Gemara says in Baba Basra that he does have to pay, but it's because we darshin the loshen of the contract that Darisim normally make with the Bailim, that it implies that if he doesn't work the field, he's going to have a liability. But if not for that, he would be potter. Why is he? Because it's I was mazik this. He would prevented the field from producing pears. Teretz says, but it's only a grom. Rishami says in that, so Samaris, I'm a battle, Kisa shall have a potter. That you see from there that if I just prevent somebody from making money, I'm potter. It's a grom of Benizokin. Like Taisa said, but with more arichos. Verav Alphas al Kosav, but the Rif disagrees. And the Rif writes, "Aval bechotzer the kaimel la agur tzorich la alitz l'scharaf agav dele over the mega da chosrim imoyna." As we saw, uchedvarav muchuch mishmaisim. Because he asked, the Gemara is muchuch like the Rif. Because the Gemara says, shalchu be'rab ami, Omar, when they were discussing at the end of the sugya, what's the halacha by zen nene, by zen lechasa? So Gemara said, they sent the shayla to Rav Ami. Omar, Rav Ami said, zen nene, by zen lechasa is potter, because v'chi ma'osaze, u'ma'chisroi, u'ma'hezikoi. Rav Ami paskind, and that's the halacha, zen nene, bezel loy choser is potter, because ma'osaze, u'ma'chisroi, u'ma'hezikoi. Mashma, ha'chisroi v'hezikoi, pshita shechayev. But if he would have been machaserim, he would have been chayev. Zerai to the Rif. Very obscure, what does he want? What do you mean Zerai to the Rif? Where's Zerai to the Rif? The Gemara is talking about a case where he was nene. Zen nene v'zel loy choser. So Rav Ami said, Zen nene v'zel loy choser is potter, because he wasn't machaserim. If he would have been machaserim, you'd be chayev, because zen nene v'zel choser is a vadachayev. Everybody agrees, zen nene v'zel choser is chayev. Then Shaila, zen nene v'zel loy choser. So Rav Ami said, machisroi, you weren't machaserim. What does he see over here? Zerai to the Rif. From the lush of the Gemara, machisroi, it's mashm. If he would have been machasrim, you would have been chayiv, even though he wasn't nene. Who's talking about where he wasn't nene? Rav Ami's talking about where he was nene. So if he was nene, so then yeah, had he been machasrim, he would have been chayiv. Al zeh nene v'zeh choser. What does he see here in the lush of the Gemara? Maybe it means like this. The nidin of zen nene v'zeh lechoser. By zen nene v'zeh lechoser, the chiv is for being nene. The reason why you need to be choser also, let's say lahalocha, I'm saying you need to be choser also. Lahalocha zen nene v'zeh lechoser is bottom. You need zen nene v'zeh choser. But that's the debate in the Gemara. Maybe zen nene v'zeh choser is chayev, is potter. What's the shem achiv? The shem achiv by zen nene v'zeh loy choser, if he's chayev, halach is potter, but had he been chayev? It's a chiv nene. Like you have many Gemaras about nene, as we talked about. Nene is chayev. Like we said from Shimon, nene is a ma'isim, a chayev. Chiv nene. Tochel like a very severe way. Many Gemaras said nene is chayev. So why is Zenene v'zeh lechoser potter? So far we know of two possibilities. Either because it's a midestoyim. Taisus and even Baba Basu says that's a midestoyim, the Bnei Yeshua. Or there's a Shimon's Mahalach. Which one, the Shuvah Sarosh, also like the Bnei Yeshua. And then there's Shimon's Mahalach. The choser is potter, because if you're not choser, you can't be teveya. But kach oy kach, the chisorin is just a tnai. The etzem mechayev is the nene. The nidan is, but in order to be tevei and the nene, maybe there's a condition that you have to be chaser. If you're not chaser, it's either stoim to be tevei the hano, or if you're not chaser, you don't have a standing to be tevei. It's like mamash ein leitovim. But that's a tenai. But that's not the etzem achiyuv. The etzem achiyuv is that the fact that he was nene. So l'chayru, what Rami is saying is that he's potter because even though he was nene, but it's lacking in the tenai of chaser. I mean, the Russian Medaiko from the Lashon Gemara. The Lashon Gemara is Mashma Machisroi. That had he been Machasrim, the Chisorim would be Machayev. Mahaziko yu Machisroi. Mashma is Bechodo Machto. What was the Lashon of Avami? Me'osa ze Machisroi yu Mahaziko. Had he been Mazikim, so then we could be Machayev as Nene. The Hezik itself would be the Machayev. So maybe it was to mashma to the Rosh and the Lashon of the Gemara, mehazikoy u'machisroy, that had he been mechasrim, the chisorin itself would be mechayev. Not that we can mechayev him as nene, because now he fulfilled the condition of midastoyim. The chisorin itself would be a mechayev. If he tastes, chisorin is not a mechayev. Chisorin is just it's a grom of alma. The chisorin is just a tnai, to be able to tevei the hanol, it's else midastoyim. The Lashon of the Gemara is mashma, that the chisorin itself would be a sibas achiv. Mashma achisroy vehazikoy pshita shechayev. The chisorin itself would be a reason to be mechayev. Then the Rosh goes on and says, "You close meduik like the Rif, miu kvar chachti shal chisorin en chayev to lehavel grama ba'alma." But I read the Maaseh Taisa has a point. Chisorin alone is not a mechayev; it's only a grama. So what do you do with that? So he says, "V'ikol chiyuvi, mahay time ikol chiyuvi, mishum she'ochal chesroin leshol zeh." The chiyuv is because he was ochal chesroin leshol zeh. He's not nene, he's not a gavra of the meida. But if there's a chisorin, so he's chayiv even though he's not nene, because he was ochal chesroin leshol zeh. Where you locked up the guy's field. The guy had a chisorin, but I didn't get anything out of it. Even though here he's not a nene, because he's a gavra de le'ov and a megar, but the end of the day, he's oichel what the other fellow was nifsa. So it's very not clear, what is this new entity? Ochel chesroin shochaver. We know about mishtashile, we know about nene, we know about mazik, we know about many things, but we never heard of ochel chesroin shochaver. So Rosh made up a nutter. Ochel chesroin shochaver. What is this? Even though it's only a grama, and he's not a nene, but he's an ochel chesroin shochaver. Ochel chesroin shochaver is chayav. The Olam grapples with this Rosh. What is this Rosh? What is this new berry over here of Ochel Chesroin Mishol Chaver? Could be he means like the Nukhi Yosef. Maybe he means as Mazik. It's a kind of Mazik. Like if Shem was Mazik, since he produced the Paris. He produced the Paris. So Mele, it's called that he ate the Paris. It's a kind of Mazik. Mashmah, that's what he means. Then we are mechayev from for the chisar. The Rosh Hashanah is al chisar and ain't a chayev. The lehavi legrama be'alma. Yikul chiyuvim mehay taima yikul chiyuvim mishum she'ofel chasroin eshol zeh. Feeling like Yosef, we're mechayev from dakev for the chisar. I grama, it's not called the grama. Grama is where he didn't produce payers. Here it produced payers, so it's not a grama. It's not so much, but that's what the Rosh wants to say. But then what is he saying? I mean, what is he saying? So one possibility how to understand this Rosh. It's hard to believe the Rosh is making up a new thing. Ochel chesroin shel chaver, like this new mechayev that we never heard of. The Rosh should give us a source for that. Who says that's a mechayev?
So therefore there's no hanoschi of here. However, there is maybe a grama zikin, and that comes with a hana. That hana is not enough to be mechayev on its own right. But when it comes with a grama zikin,
so now but again, you know, so we're putting together two different things.
He is stressing the fact that there is a hana here that I ate some kachal.
It does sound like it has to do with the hana. I mean, what's the lashon? Well, it doesn't say perish hana. Shem the ochel chasroin shel zeh. So one possibility in the Rosh. Again, the Rosh is very not clear. Does Rosh mean a chiyav mazik? Does it mean a chiyav nene? If it's mazik, it's tochkoma. If it's nene, so why is he nene? He's a gavad love of the megar. So one possibility is some of this the yashus that the Rosh is being mechayev as nene. What does that do with Nene? He's a Gavad Lov and a Mega. How could he be called a Nene? So this goes back to the Shroshim. What's the nature of the Chi of Nene? Right. Is Nene, Rav Shimon was very emphatic. So Barichos that Nene is not a Memayni Gavach. Rav Shimon is Mechalak, based on the Ksois, between Nene and Mishtashi. shtarshi is a, you know, like by the onsu based on melech running. We mamish made money in the bank. That's a mamayni gaboch. Nene is yochel asan asan a mamayni gaboch. Didn't get any money in the bank. It's a new. It's a maisa mechayev. That's what Shimon's about. It's a maisa mechayev. Well, Shimon's not the only game in town. And the vada is those who there's a mahalach in the world. Many want to say that nene is a mamayni gaboch. Because then, if Shimon runs into a problem, if Nen is not Memani Gabach, so where did it come from? Like it's not some kind of new Maisa Mechai, where did it come from? What Parshan Torah does it come from? So if Shimon has a suggestion, it comes from Me'ilo, like a limud. We learn it out from Me'ilo. By Me'ilo, Yechai for Nene. So we learn out from there that every Nene, even though there it's Hektish, we learn out from there that every Nene is a Maisa Mechai. You have to pay for being Nene. But there's an alternative theory in the world. That Nen is a kind of Memani Gabach. It's a Memani Gabach. You have to pay for the Hanoah because the Hanoah represents Momen, my Hanoah that I got from your Momen, represents somehow an infusion of value from you to me. And I have to reimburse you. I said, why is it, how is it different than Mishtar Shilei? The difference is, and also, you see that it's different than Mishtashli. Mishtashli, you don't need a Maisa. Mishtashli, you don't need Maisa, a Maisa Behemtoi. Nene is only if you did a Maisa. Taisa says in Kufal, if you need Maisa, a Maisa Behemtoi, Anos Gufoi. That was part of the fodder for Reb Shimon's, grist for Reb Shimon's mill. That Nene is a Maisa Mechayev, that's why you need Maisa, a Maisa Behemtoi. And Mishtashli is not a Maisa Mechayev, it's just a Memoni Gabach, that's why you don't need a Maisa. And also, Maisa Melech Gronoi, there's no Maisa, and there's no Maisa Behemtoi. Doesn't matter, the Maisa you're richer, so you have to pay for it. But there's a different mahalach to say that v'olam is it's a kind of mamani gabach, but it's a different mamani gabach. The mamani gabach of mishtar shilei is where you're literally richer because you are richer because of the matnas kuna. Let's say in the case of in the chulin, because you use the matnas kuna to pay your taxes, and taxes are very certain. Some of what the Beis Melech is going to for sure take the taxes from somewhere. So you are now demonstrably richer for having used the matnas kuna to pay your taxes. So Rashi says over there, it's kilu mochrei. So basically, you use the matnas kuna. It's like you sold the matnas kuna and you got money for it. So that money represents the matnas kuna. So that's a simple memani gabach. It's a memani gabach where you have money in the bank that came from the matnas kuna. This money that you have in the bank that you got, you didn't have to pay taxes. Didn't have to give it up for taxes. That money is the money that you got from giving away the matnas kuna, and therefore it's as if you sold the matnas kuna, and therefore you don't need maisa, you don't need any magic of maisa or maisa behemtoi. That's a mitzvah that I have money in the bank that came from the matnas kuna. Nene is not the way. Nene, you're not any richer. Tochel chaver vesbliyo, you're not any richer for because yochel asanis. Like Taisa says, you can't say, well, I saved money on supper. Who says you're going to have supper? So you don't have money in the bank. What you have is you have a hanok. You have a hanok. And we look at it that since you had a hanok from the other fellow's mamon, you got hanok from somebody else's money. So we look at that itself as being somehow, we look at it as if somehow your hanoah was extracted from his mamon, and that's also kind of mamoni gabach. The mamon, not because you saved money on supper, you're yochel asanis. The hanoah itself is valuable. The hanoah itself is a hanoah's mamon. It's a valuable hanoah, and you got that valuable hanoah from his property. So we look at it that there was a transfer of value from his property to your hanoah. However, that already, since it's a much more, it's much less straightforward than a regular memani gabach, that you're richer in the bank. It's much more intangible. We're going to look at it that the money, the hanoah that you got, the hanoah's moment that you got, is somehow came out of his property. In order for us to look at it that way, there has to be some maisa behemtoi, of extraction. You have to extract, you have to do some maisa in which you extracted the hanoah from his mama. If you didn't do a maisa Unless you just looked at his, yeah, guy has a beautiful house, and you look at his beautiful house, and you're so nene for looking at his house. That's not going to be chayim. There's no chayim nene. Because there's no, we don't look at that you somehow got the hanoah out of his moment. That's not a memoinding about. That's not a transfer. In order for us to look at it, that you took the hanoah out of his property, and therefore you have to reimburse him, because you don't have a right to do that. You don't have a right. Hey, it's a beautiful house, you have every right in the world to look at it. But here, you're taking something. You're doing a maisa. You're taking this maisa l'kichas hanoah. There's a maisa l'kichas hanoah. That's Reb Shimon's language. A maisa l'kichas hanoah, even though we're saying now, not like Reb Shimon. But the language is Reb Shimon's language. Maisa l'kichas hanoah. You did a maisa l'kichas hanoah from his momentous. So that itself becomes like a transfer of shavius. That creates a memani gabach. You went into his chotzer, and you extracted dira. And dira is a hanoah, because you're a guy with the megar. Dear by you is a hano. It doesn't just mean physical. Hano means a hano's moment. You extracted a hano's moment from his property. So that's a kind of memani gabach. You had a hanoah, so you got a shabbos, but he didn't lose any shabbos. So the regular case of nene would be he lost some shabbos, and you gained some shabbos. Let's say a regular case: zen nene v'zeh choser. That's the most simple case. Zen nene v'zeh choser. You're a garver over the megar, and this is a choser over the megar. This is a choser over the megar, and you're a garver over the megar. Choser the kaimel emil megar, kaimel agra. So there. It's very easy to see. The chotzer, the Baal HaChotzer, lost some shavius because he wasn't able to rent out the chotzer for that night, and you gained the hanos moment, because living somewhere for the night is worth money to you. So we say that even though, so we look at it. It's not mishtashla. You know, maybe you would have slept on a park bench that night. Can't say mishtashla. It's not that you're richer in the bank. You have more money necessarily in the bank. Yochalasanus, you could sleep. You could not go to sleep that night. You could walk the streets that night. It's not mishtashila. But still, since you took the hanos dira from his chotzer, and he was chotzer thereby, and you were nene thereby, and chotzer means chesaron moment, and hanos means hanos moment. So we look at it, since there was a lekichas, we look at it as a lekichas hanos. That you took Hanos Momen out of his chotzer and put it into your dira. And so therefore that's a memani gabach. So now the guy can say to you, look, you took Hanos Momen out of my chotzer and you consumed it. You consumed that Hanos Momen. So you have to reimburse me, that's memani gabach. The point is. No, if you just read Reb Shimon, it sounds like Mishtashli and Nene are two different worlds. Mishtashli is a Memoni Gabach, and Nene is nothing to do with Memoni Gabach. It's a whole different. Stop. Nene is a Maisa Mechayim. But there's a big welcome to say that that's not true. The Nene is also kind of Memoni Gabach. Again, it's a different Memoni Gabach. It's not the simple Memoni Gabach that I'm richer in the bank. But it's a Memoni Gabach that I took Hanoah from your Chotzer. I took something from your chotzer, the urim from your chotzer, I consumed those the urim, and that's called that there was a transfer of hana'ah from you to me. There was a transfer of shavius. There was a transfer of shavius from the Baal HaChotzer to the Baal to the door, to the person who's living there. That's the simple case of Zen Nene v'Zeh Choser. Now, where's the suffix? What about Zen Nene v'Zeh Loi Choser? That's really not so poshut. Because on the one hand, I am nene, so I did extract a certain amount of hanos moment out of the chotzer. But the Baal HaChotzer didn't lose any hanos moment, didn't lose any momentus. So I was not sure if that creates a memani gabach. Maybe that doesn't create a memani gabach. Because there has to be a transfer, since you need a transfer of, maybe that's not cool. Since the Baal HaChotzer wasn't Choser, maybe I need the Baal HaChotzer to be Choser in order for him to be able to say Mimani Gabbai. If he was chaser, he lost the Urim in the Chatzar, he lost some kind of, you know, he lost a mumminus, the Urim, Paris. He lost in the Chatzar, and you have gained the Hanor. So then that's called the Mimani Gabbai. But in the case of Zenene, Vizel Loi Chaser, where the Bala Chatzar didn't lose anything, didn't lose any Shabbos. So there the Gemara says, and then it was like Chasser's Maskon Gemara Hakez Machisra, that you potter. Without a Chisaron, you can't say Memani Gabbach. Memani Gabbach has to start with the Chisaron.
So where's the transfer if he's not losing it?
What?
Where's the transfer if he's not losing it?
That's why it's Memani Gabbach. So then it was like Chasser's Mais is potter. The Halach is then it was like Chasser's potter. I think the Suffolk Gemara was, well, we'll see, it could be the Suffolk Gemara was, that maybe. Well, I have to say, the Sof of the Gemara was that maybe since it's a Shabbos by you, even though it's not a you're being the door, so even though I, the Bala Chatzar, didn't lose anything, but maybe still, since it became a Shabbos, when you lived there, you got a Shabbos, you were Marviach a Shabbos, you got a Hanos Momen, and you got it from me, so even though I wasn't depleted, but you were, you certainly got a credit, you certainly were enriched, not money in the bank, exactly. But you got a hano, and you got a hanos moment, because you got rid of the maker, you got a hanos moment, and you got it out of my chotzer. So maybe that also creates a memaini gabach. That's the suffix of the Gemara. But I said, no, that's not a memaini gabach. Since I wasn't chotzer, it's not called a memaini gabach. You need me to be chotzer. But what about the opposite case, where I was chotzer, but you lived in my chotzer, but you're not a garbage of the maker? So the Rosh is Mechadish. That's still called Nene. Because the vart of Nene was, what I want to say is, that's not me really. This is basically I'm just giving, I'm formulating what's basically the right. What the Rosh is giving me a definition of Nene. Nene means Ochel Chesrei Nishal Zeh. That's some new animal the Rosh is inventing. The Rosh is defining what Nene means. Nene means Memaini Gabbach. What's the Memaini Gabbach? It's not richer in the bank. It's not Mishtashile. It's a different kind of Memaini Gabbach. It's a Memaini Gabbach that comes about from Ochal Chesroi Neshul Zeh. Now you need Ochal. Maisa over Maisa Behemta. You need Ochal. Because it's not Ochal. You just, you know, when Nene from, you know, without doing anything passively, that's not enough to call, to create this magic that we look at somebody. There was an infusion from him to me. You need a Maisa that connected us. I need a Maisa of taking the Hanof from him. Otherwise, that's a free floating hanor that doesn't not mechayim. You know, kaif came and was mahanayu with from his. That's not mechayim. I need to do a, maybe I need a hasbar too. But a kapanim, you need a maisa. But the maisa when you have a maisa achilo ochal chesroi nishol zeh. So then we look at it that his chisaron went into me. So the Rosh says a little bit according to the Rif. That for that it's not necessary that I have anos mammon. As long as he lost mammon, and it went into my achila, I consumed his mammon. So even though I'm not a gavad over the mega, but I consumed his mammon, that's enough. It's a machisroi. That's enough to create the memoni gabach. His mammon went into me. I didn't benefit from it. I didn't have. It doesn't matter. His anos went into me. That already creates. It's ochel chesroi nishol zeh. The main point that I want to make is it's mistab in the Rosh that Ochel Chesroi Nishol Zeh is not a new invention. Ochel Chesroi Nishol Zeh is a way to define the Chi of Nene. The Chi of Nene is Ochel Chesroi Nishol Zeh. So Gemara had a suffix. Because the Rif is learning Pshat in the Gemara that the regular Nene that's Chayiv is Ochel Chesroi Nishol Zeh. That's the classic Nene, the classic Emayin Gemara is Ochel Chesroi Nishol Zeh. And as long as there's a Chisaron, it's irrelevant whether you were a Gavad of the Mega or not a Gavad of the Mega. There was a Hanos moment. It's defined as a Hanos moment because it's worth something to the Bala Chotzer. The Bala Chotzer here had payers that are worth moment. He had a Chotzer that he has a Chotzer, and living in the Chotzer is a Shabbos. It's a Dovashel Shabbos. And I took that and I was Eichelit. Guy's hotel, he rents out rooms. So living in the hotel, they're living in the hotel room. It's a Dovashel Shabbos, it's a Hanoshel Shabbos, it's a Hanos moment. So I come in, I don't need a hotel room, I have a house in town. I sleep in somebody's, I walk into the hotel, and there's a door open, and I sleep there for the night. I have a place to sleep. It's not like I was a Gavad of the Mega. So I'm not any, so I need, but since the rooms are made to rent out, So living in those rooms is Hanos Mammon. And I took Hanos Mammon, I took that Hanos Mammon, that potential Hanos Mammon of living in the room, and I consumed it. So I have to reimburse it, I have to give it back, because it's now sitting by me. The Hanos Mammon, which the room represents, is now sitting by me. I consumed it. So if I consumed it, it doesn't matter that I'm a gavad olam mega. If I consumed it, I have to pay it back. And that's a davar poshut. That goes into that's like zenana. That's poshut l'gemar. It's no different than that's once it's a chotzer de kaima l'agra. So it's poshut l'gemar that there's a chisroi, and if there's a chisroi, then you have to return it. Asmi money gavach. You were ochel chisroi nishulzeh. You were mechaser him. If you were mechaser him, you have to give it back. The gemara suffic is when you weren't mechaser him. You were not mechaser him. But you were a gaver, the kind of the suffix gemara of zen enev zelichaser is where you were not mechaserim, because he does not rent out his chotzer. But I had a nos mammon because I'm a gaver d'ovad lemegar. Maybe the fact that I'm a gaver d'ovad lemegar makes it into a nos mammon. Maybe the fact that by me it's worth money. It's not a hotel. The guy never rents it out. But by me it's worth money because I'm always renting out a room every night. So maybe that itself turns it into a nos mammon that it should also be called memayni gavach. And that the maskana of the Gemara says, no, ma chisorin. Since there was no chisorin, it's not hanos mammon. You need a chisorin to make it into hanos mammon. That's what the Rosh Hashanah is like from the Rosh Hashanah of the Gemara, ma chisorin. That in the Gemara's ma chisorin says, zen enev zel yechaser is potter, because since you weren't mechasrim, it's not called hanos mammon. But if you were mechasrim, then it's hanos mammon that you consumed, and then it's mamani gabach. And then it's nene. I by you, it's not hanos mammon. It doesn't have to be hanos mammon. The regular way it becomes, I by you, it's not hanos mammon, but since it's a chisorin, so that's the best way to make something hanos mammon. That's the classic way to make something hanos mammon. If you mechasrim, that's hanos mammon. The gemara suffix is when you are not mechasrim. If you're hanos mammon, if you're a gavod over the megardness, is enough to make it into hanos mammon. That's the maskanim is no mechisrim. Without a chisorin, it's not hanos mammon. But with a chisorin, it becomes hanos mammon. It becomes peris, and you are oichel. It becomes hanos mammon, and you are oichel chisorin shel chaveri. Oichel chisorin shel chaveri. That's lizeno karem nene. That is the chiyuv nene. That you oichel chesroini shel chaveri, oichel chesroini shel chaveri is the mamani gavach, and now you have to give it back. If this is the pshat in the rosh, so first of all, it opens up. We're opening up the possibility. Without the rosh, it was always a possibility. We're opening up the possibility that nene is a mamani gavach, not like Rav Shimon. That's important because again, going forward. I think going forward, it's important that we not be so married to Rav Shimon to Rav Shimon's idea that Nene is not a Memani Gavach. It might be useful to have the possibility that maybe Nene is a Memani Gavach. Yeshiva Shred is more than Nene is a Memani Gavach, not like Rav Shimon. Obviously, it can't be the same Memani Gavach as Mishtashila. It has to be Mechalik. There's a mishtash where your mamish made money in the bank. That doesn't need even a maaser. That's money in the bank. That money is kilu mochay, like the Rashi says in Chulin. And then there's nen, and there's a different kind of money gavuch. It's a money gavuch that's triggered by ochel chesroin shel chaver. You need to do a maaser achilo, which you consume to genim's chisorin. So that creates a money gavuch. But it's also kind of a money gavuch. And also, if this is the Pshat in the Rosh, then it's a whole new take on this on the Ptur of Zen Enev Zalai Chasa. Why is Zen Enev Zalai Chasa Potter? So up till now we knew about Midastoyim, Shuvas HaRosh, we saw it's Midastoyim, the Ritzvah in places in Bava Basra. We knew about Rav Shimon's Vard, that it lacks in the Tefillah, without a Chesaron, I can't be Teveyu, so it's like Mom and Shein Le'Tevim. In the Rosh, it's Mizgala, a different Habana. This is the Pshat in the Rosh. A different Habana in what's wrong, why Zen Enev Zalai Chasa is Potter. Zen nenev zoi chaser is potter because it lacks in the machisroi. The definition of nene is ochel chasroi nishol chaveroi. And zen nenev zoi chaser, since you weren't mechaserim, so that's not called nene, because we can't call it, the whole memani gavach has to start with ochel chasroi nishol chaveroi. If he was chaser, then it creates a memani gavach. If he's not chaser, right, it's a sofik, maybe if I'm nene, it's enough. But the maskonis of the Gemara is no. V'chi machisroi. Without a chisorin, you can't be chi of nene. It's not a tnai. Up to Tintosis, it's a tnai. You know, the ikachiv is nene. Then there's a tnai. You have to be chaser also. It shouldn't be midastoyim or whatever. That, I think that's the oimik of the Rosh Hashanah and the Gemara. Machisroi. Machisroi is mashma. It's not a tnai. Gemara is saying, be'etzim, if you're not chaser, if you're not mechaser him, then you're not oichel chaser and yishol chaveroi. And if you're not Oichel Chasoyin Shel Chaveri, then that's not Nene. Nene is Oichel Chasoyin Shel Chaveri. But if you are Mechaser, then it doesn't matter if you're Nene or not. Because the Iker Nene is Oichel Chasoyin Shel Chaveri. The Gemara Sofek about Zen Nene Vizal Choser is when you don't have exactly Oichel Chasoyin Shel Chaveri, if it's enough as a substitute that you had a Revach. So even though he wasn't Choser, but you had a Revach, because you're a Gavado, the Ovid Lamegar, so maybe your Revach also creates a Mimani Gemach, even though he wasn't Choser. And then Maskanah Gemara is no, Machisroy. Without a Chisoron, there's no Mimani Gemach. Mimani Gemach requires that he be depleted. Once he's depleted, then it creates a Mimani Gemach. And that the Rif held, that once you have the Chisoron, was Mashmah to the Rif, then you don't need anything further. You don't need to be enriched. All you need is to consume his Chisoron. You consumed his Chisoron, and that's a Pi of Nen. Okay, now, let's go on. So then it was a chosur, a bottom place, the chodman shiroi, and he said, Eimer v'vesei, Eimer v'achshim edo l'has. He was explaining, what's the chisor? Chisor is that he can't rent it out. Because he can't tie it, what do you mean? He could have rented it out. He could have rented it out. If somebody came knocking on the door, he would have thrown me out. They said, no, once they saw me there, so they're not going to come knocking on the door. Yeah. So let's do the next Tosis. Tosis Hanis. So Tosis. Feel my daughter become the Babasa Kaifan is some little slime, the Aiden Lea had Metsu, Shiny Yoch as a Yoch, the Moyne with Kilum Milo de Bevesa. The man don't also mile my limb like next to the Barmerio, Shum the Domi Lumineo Michaveri Lord de Bevesa. Have a look at Kvar Dor. This Tosis is like going on. Taisi is saying, you have a machlekes in Gemara Baba Basra, which you saw yesterday. Machlekes Rabbah and Rav Yosef. By Chalukah Vesoda, one of the brothers is a Bar Metzra, and he says that he wants that they should not make a girl and give him that Soda. And Rabbah says, Kigoyin Zeh Kaifin Al Midasloim. And Rav Yosef says, no, Yavin, we're Mailin Lake and next to the Bar Merio, and he can say, this field by me is more valuable, most valuable field. I think this is a very valuable field. I don't want to be mabater, I'm a sus girl. I don't want to be mabater having a chance at it. And Rav Yosef therefore says there's no problem of midas stein. That's the more over there. The Taisus wants to be miyashiv, that the rabbi over there holds chayfen on midas stein, could still hold that zen nene v'zele choser is, that zen nene v'zele choser is chayiv. And Rav Yosef, who holds on with that chayfen on midas stein, could still hold that Zenenev Zalchoser is Potter. In other words, one might have thought maybe it lines up. If Rabbah, if you hold Kaifan Almi the Slame over there, then Kaifan Almi the Slame over here, and Zenenev Zalchoser should be Potter. And if you don't hold from Kaifan Almi the Slame over there, then you don't hold from Kaifan Almi the Slame over here, and Zenenev Zalchoser should be Chayiv. So this is no. The two things work independently. You can hold like a Rabbah over there and still hold Zenenev Zalchoser is Potter, and you can hold like Rav Yosef over there and still hold that Zenenev Zalchoser over here is Chayiv. So those are the two halves of Tosis. I mean, in this first Tosis addresses the Rabbah part. It says even according to Rabbah, that Kaifan al Midastoim, it could still be that Zenenev Zalchoser is Chayev. Then he says the other half, that even according to Rabbi Yosef, the Malin Lake and Exit of Armerioin, when you don't say Kaifan al Midastoim over there, it could still be that Zenenev Zalchoser over here is Potter. That's the format of Tosis. So let's think this through very carefully, what exactly the Tosis say, because this is a very a lot here to unpack in the Taisus. Let's take some first things, the first half first. So again, it's from the top. Taisus says, I feel the Madom Perakamadom is the Bambasro. Kaifanoi Salmi the Stein. Yavino Yahad Metro. We don't make a girl. We're Kaifan Almi the Stein not to make a girl and to give him the Chad Metro. So over here also, the higher you would think that Zenene Vizali Chosu should be Potter. He says, no, shiny hocha. Sheyocha lemayne mitchila milodu bebeisle. Because that's for sure that in the case of the chotzer, he certainly had a right. That comes knocking on his door and says, look, you're not renting out the field, you're not renting out the chotzer anyway. And I need a place to stay. Let me sleep in your chotzer for the night. So that's for sure, Taisa says, it's axiomatic, but you're not mechuyev to do that. Even if you have a vacant chotzer and it's not over the mega, you don't rent out this chotzer for the night. Person comes knocking on your door and says, I want to sleep. I'm a homeless guy. I need a place to stay tonight. You're not an employee, you have to let him in. That takes for granted. It's your mom, and you can do with it whatever you want. That's nothing to do. There is a sheet in Rishayim out there. You are a full blame. Taisus assumes most that's for sure not a chiyuv. With your chatzir, you have a right to dispose of your chatzir as you want, and you're not a chiyuv. Even though it's a guy, even though you're not, it's not a hotel. It's not like you went rent out the chatzir anyway. It doesn't matter. You're not a chiyuv to open up the chatzir to all and sundry. So Taisus says, since you're not a chiyuv to let the guy in the chatchila, so mimela, you could be today and afterwards the hanah. So Tais is very not clear what he wanted in the first place. If this is it was always Tais kash in the first place. Why did he think that if you're kaifin oisel midas toim over there in Baba Basra, then somehow over here is an enev leichasa ought to be potter? Put it on the board. Tais is saying, we have a machlekes over there. If you know, Rabba says kaifin, and if Yosef says malinon lei, we're not kaifin. And by us, we have two possibilities. Zenene v'zelechoser is potter, and zenene v'zelechoser is chayiv. And you would have thought naively that these two things ought to line up. And Tosfos, no, they don't have to line up. Rabba could hold zenene v'zelechoser is chayiv. That's the first half of Tosfos. And Rav Yosef could hold zenene v'zelechoser is potter. That's the second half of Tosfos. So right now we're in the first half of Tosfos. Tosfos saying even according to Rabba that kaifin al midas toim. Over here, Zenenev Lechaser could still be Chayiv. Because since you don't have to let him sleep in your field, so Mimela, you can also be Goyve him after he slept in the field. Why is that even a problem in the first place? Like, what was Tosfos' problem in the first place? Why are these two things connected? I mean, not everything in the world is going to be the stone. Why does Tosfos think that if over there I'm Kaifin on me the stone, that you have to do not have a girl and give him the chalik of the soda that he wants, so over here you shouldn't be able to collect the money that he was nene from your field? What does collecting the money for somebody being nene from your field have to do with whether or not you should make a chaluka in a field? Like, just apples and oranges. Like, hard to understand what did Tosfos want. So one might think that Tosfos meant like this, that if you have to give him the field, if the bar mitzvah wants the half of field that's adjacent to him, you have to give it to him, because since you're not chaser, you have to give him that half of the field. So by the same token, if you have an open field, an open chaser that you're not renting out anyway, and somebody comes knocking on your door and wants to sleep there, you have to let him sleep there. And if you have to let him sleep there, you can't charge him for it. I could have thought that was Tosfos' kasha. That's not true. Because you see in Tosfos that it was poshut to Tosfos that you do not have to let him sleep in your field. That's not something that Tosfos invented in the Teretz. It's Mashman Tosfos, that he knew all along. It's not as if, had Tosfos read like this, if Tosfos would have read, I would have understood Tosfos better. Had Tosfos read as follows, that in Taimar, according to Rav, that you're kaifin only the stone when you have to give him the field, that you have to give the bar mitzvah the field that's closer to him, because you're not closer anyway. So it ought to follow that if somebody comes knocking on your door and he wants to sleep in your chatzir and you're not chatzir anyway, you have to let him in. And if you have to let him in, why are you chayiv? I mean, if you have to let him in, rather, then how can you charge him afterwards? V'yesh leimar, that it's not true. You don't have to let him in the first place, because that's a chiyyesh leimar. We could be mechadish that if somebody comes knocking on your door, you don't have to let him in. You don't have to let him sleep in your chatzir. And once you don't have to let him sleep in your chatzir, so then you can charge him for it afterwards. It's not mashman tosfos. That's the pshat. It's not that Tosfos in the beginning thought you have to let him in. That's poshut to Tosfos, it sounds like. That's poshut to Tosfos all along. That's axiomatic. You do not have to let somebody into your chatzah. What Tosfos Mechadish is, that Tosfos thought that charging him for the hanah afterwards is somehow analogous to the case of the bar mitzvah in Baba Basra. And Tosfos Mechadish, no, it's not the same, because since we all know that you don't have to let him in the first place, so charging him afterwards, so therefore you're allowed to charge him afterwards for the hanah. So the whole thing is sosam v'chosam. What was the kash in the first place, and what's the teretz? It's very cryptic. You know, if you think about it a little bit, it's very not amorphous tesis. Again, what was the tzara shava in the first place? Tosfos thought that there's some kind of dimin. According to Rabba, that zenena was that kofen on me the stone of Baba Vasa, so you ought not to be able to charge for the hana over here. Well, why? What is? These are two different. I mean, they're both maybe both not nice. No, both things are not nice. So everything that's not nice goes into me. Just goes has. It's not nice in a different way. There is a shaila how to do chalukas asada. You can do it arbitrarily with the girl, or you could say, if you get the girl, I'll give him the. Here's a different issue. Here's an issue that guy was netted from my field. Hanena normally has to pay. Can I moan him for being netted? Well, I wasn't chosser. Maybe I can't moan him for being netted. What does that have to do with over there? Maybe Taisa should ask that. You know, why don't I have to give everybody an A? Because I'm not chosser anyway. Like, what does one thing have to do with the other? There must be some commonality over here. Taisa saw something. They said something they have in common. That there's something, the Gemara in Baba Basra, the case of Midastoyim in the Gemara in Baba Basra, something has something in common with the case over here about being Tevel and Hano. Not so clear what they have in common. So I think the pshat is, like this. And again, I want to stress, Taisus and the Kasha certainly knew, or certainly Mashna Taisus, that even in the Kasha he knew that I don't have to let a stranger sleep in my chatzah. It's not as if Taisus knew, having the thought that I have to let strangers sleep in my chatzah. Then I could have understood more what they have in common. Letting a guy sleep in my chatzah is like giving you the part of the chatzah that you want. I could hear more that it's close, but Mashna Taisus, that was an axiom from the beginning. That wasn't mischadish in the text. Taisus always knew. That is, that you don't have to let somebody sleep on your chatzah. Taisa Kashu was about the Tfiyas Hano. How can I be Tveyu the Hano if it says in the Gemara Basra that when we're doing the Chalukas Asoda, Kaifan al Midas Toim to do the Chalukah without a girl? So, L'chara the Pshat is that Taisa saw in the Gemara Basra, he read the Gemara Basra, Kaifan al Midas Toim. What does Kaifan al Midas Toim mean? It's time you have to be a nice guy. Kaifan al-Midas Toim means that even though you have a right ordinarily, Achim Shechoku, you have a right to be Tevei a girl, you have a schus to be Tevei a girl, but b'mokayim, where you're not choser, it's a Midas Toim to be Tevei something if you're not choser. It's reminiscent. It's reminiscent of Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon has this notion. Rav Shimon's not talking about Midasim, but we had in Rav Shimon this notion that I can't be tovei you if I'm not chaser. I think Tosfos and the Kasha learned not Rav Shimon. I could be tovei if I'm not chaser, but it's a Midasim to be tovei somebody if I'm not chaser. The guy starts suing people. I know of a guy in Brooklyn. This is what he does all day. He goes suing. He goes into Meisters. And he finds something, sees that they're doing something wrong, and then he goes to the government, and he's really a massive. And it's it, he likes to sue people. He's not chassid. What is he? It just goes like, he likes to make sorrows with people. But kitzur, it's a midas stoy. If you're not chassid anyway, I mean, it's not even comparable. It just came out. But the point is, Tosfos read the Gemara of Basra, that to be tovea somebody, if you're not chassid, is a midas stoy. You take somebody to court, and you're not chassid anyway. That's the midas stoy that he saw in the Gemara of Basra. So Taisus thought, Taisus asked, so over here, you slept in my field. So I'm going to sue you for sleeping in my field, because you were nene from my field. So I'm going to sue you, I'm going to tevei you for sleeping in my field. Was I chaser? No, machisroi. Mahizikroi, machisroi. I wasn't chaser. It's a midas stoim to be tevei you for something that I wasn't, if I wasn't chaser. Do I have to let you sleep in my field? L'chatchila, you come, you want to sleep in my chaser, do I have to let you sleep in my chaser? No, that's nothing to do with being tevei somebody. I don't have to be. I have to be tovei somebody. From that chaser is a midas stein. That doesn't mean I have to let you into my chaser. That's not a shadow of a tefir. I can dispose of my. I can lock my chaser up. I don't have to let people in. But if you slept already in my chaser and I want to be tovei you for the hana, so I'm being tovei you in Beis Din. I'm doing a tefir. I'm tovei you for something, and I wasn't chaser. To be tovei you without a chisaron is a midas stein. So that's why Tosfos thought lechatchilu. That Rabbah has to line up with Zenene as the Chaser's pot. Because it says in Rabbah that it's a midas stoim to be Tevea someone. What do you mean Tevea? You mean Tevea a girl. I want to be Tevei Agoro. You want to just do a division the way you want to do the division. I want to be Tevei Agoro. I have a right to be Tevei Agoro. So I'm going to base them to be Tevei Agoro. I'm not chaser anyway. What do I mean Tevei without a chaser, without a chisar? Because it's time. I want to spy you. So that's a midas time, to be Tevei without a chisar. Or even if I have a reason. Maybe over there I have a reason, because maybe, you know, I'd like later to sell it to you for a lot of money. But Lamaisa, I'm being Tevei without a chisar. I'm not chaser and I'm being Tevei. To be Tevei without a chisar is a midas time. See, you're also to be Tevei without a chisar is a midas time. That's Tosis Kasha. So what's Tosis Teretz? Tosis says, since I was Hayyochel Lemoine Mitchila Miloda Bevesoi, since I didn't have to let you sleep in the chaser, so now that you slept in the chaser, I can be Tevei the Hanna. So now it's not so clear. So what's the teretz? Yeah, I don't have to be Menei. I can be Menei from sleeping in my chaser because that's not a tefias moment. But you already slept in my chaser. Now I do want to be Tevei. So why isn't that still a problem with me this time of being Tevei without a chisar? Like if Taisus Kasha makes sense, then his Teretz doesn't make sense. So in Talmud Rabbeinu Tam, there's a little bit more Hasbar. This is the very beginning of the long Arichas there in Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. Before his long excursus about the fact that Kaifin Amid Islaim, Aim of Amilsa, the very beginning, he says, Alderach Taisus. He's going on the tzad that Zenen of the Chaser is Chayim. Why do you say Kaifan Amid Estoy? Like Gemara Baba Basra? Toretz. So the answer is, Dulei Shayach Kaifan Amid Estoy, Hecha Elehecha De'enoi Nene Mishaloi, with the Bar Metzra, he's not being Nene from my field. Ele Mechelkoi Reitze Liskois, he just wants his share in the field. The Bar Metzra just wants his share in the field. In such a way that's good for him and not bad for me anyway. But in a case like this, where he was nene for my chatzar, since lechatchila he can't come in and be nene from the chatzar balkocha, he can't just barge in and be nene from the chatzar. Like Tosfos said, yochel amoinai. Gam ato la'achashe nene yishalem schar. So now, after he was nene, he has to pay schar. There's a Tosefos there in the Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. Tosefos just says, I could have kept him out of my chotzer. The Talmud Rabbeinu Tam adds, I could have kept him out of my chotzer. And therefore, now that he slept in my chotzer, he has to pay the schar. I think that's maybe, that's perhaps helpful, that Tosefos. But he's saying it like this. Tosefos l'chatchila thought, it says in the Gemara of Basra that you can't be Tevei a Mammon without a chisar. To be Tevei a Mammon without a chisar is a midas toy. So here also, you're being Tevei and Ano without a chisar, and that's a midas time. So Taisa's answer is, it depends on the nature of the tefiah. If the tefiah is that I'm being Tevei some schus that I have in the abstract, but I'm not chaser without it, so that's a midas time. But if I'm being Tevei is a reimbursement of something that you took from me, then even if I'm not chaser, it's not a midas time. I'm asking for mine back. You slept in my chotzer. That for sure you never right. Nobody ever said that's a midas toim. I had to let you in my chotzer. You slept in my chotzer. You took an off of me. Now I want it back. That's what Talmud Rabbeinu Tam calls schar. I want to be reimbursed. You took from me something you never right to take. I want it back. That's a different kind of tefias moment. That's not a tefias moment. Over there, the tefias moment is he wants it's not gonna. He wants his share in the field in a certain oifen, and it doesn't hurt me to give it to him and do the chalukah in that oifen. I don't have to insist my adavka in my oifen. So that's a tefias. But I want to go. So that's a tefias moment. But I'm not asking for something that's mine. It's a different kind of tefias moment. So it's a tefias moment. But I'm not asking for something back. So that's if I'm not chaser, it's me to stem to be tevei such a thing. But for me, but if you took something from me. Like, look at you stole something from me, but I wasn't chasna. How could that ever happen? Normally, by definition, if you stole from me, I was chasna. But look at you could steal from me. And I want it back, but I'm not chasna. I don't know how that could happen. So that wouldn't be a mean story. So you say that's exactly the mice, that's the story over here. You took from me, I know. Which you definitely did not have a right to take, and it was not a mean story for me to not let you take it. Because I can certainly tell you not to sleep in my field, not to sleep in my chutzah. That's within my rights. Now you took it. So now I'm not being tevea some new tefias moment, some newly created tefias moment, some tefias moment, you know, estamazeh. I mean, the nature of the tefias moment is I want mine back. If the tefias moment is I want mine back, I want schar for what you took from me, so that's a tefias moment you could do even without a chisar. It could be that if you learn that Nen is a Mimonig Abach, this is a little bit easier to understand. Nen is not Stama, Psanu, you know. You're a Nene, so you have to pay. When you're Nene, Nene is a Mimonig Abach. Tamar Ben Tam calls it a Schar. What is Schar? It's Nene. What does that do, Schar? Schar means you have to reimburse me. You're a Nene, you have to reimburse me for what you're a Nene. And even if it's not mamish mamani gabach, but it says in the Beinatam, beferish, it's a schar. The chi of nene is not, you're paying for what you took. That's a kind of mamani gabach. You have to pay, you took something, you have to pay me for it. You can't just take it without paying. You took ana, so you have to pay me for it. That's the dinner, that's the chi of nene. That's what they mean, it's a mamani gabach. You were oichel mai, I wasn't chaser, but you were nene for me. You were nene for me, you have to. That's a shavis that you took, that you extracted from my chatzah. I want it back. That's a different kind of tefillah. Such a tefillah, you don't need a chisan to be tever. It's not a midstone to be tever that without a chisan. Now Tosfos goes on. Tosfos goes on. This is now the second half of Tosfos. Ulamanda osam, now he's addressing Rav Yosef. Ulamanda omer osam alina le kenechsi de bar meryon, shim to domi lumene chavere mitchilu mi vodoba. Avahocha kvador. Now he's addressing Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef, malina le, we don't say kaifin on me the stone. So chayra, that sounds like zenenez le chasers potter. Tosfos, no. Even Rav Yosef, who says malina le kenechsi de bar meryon, here it could be that Zenenev Lechoser is Chayev. He might agree that Zenenev is Lechoser. Sorry. He holds Malina Lech, means he doesn't offer me the slave. Lechoser holds Zenenev Lechoser is Chayev. I think the wrong way. Lechoser, he should hold Zenenev Lechoser is Chayev. Because he doesn't care about me to study. Right? He's a greedy capitalist, doesn't care about me to study. But we say, no, it's not true. He agrees that Zenenev Lechoser is Potter. Why? Because he only doesn't hold for me this time when you're talking about being Meneah Milod Bevesi. But here it's Kvar Dor. Since it's Kvar Dor, it's after the fact. So Mimela, it's after the fact. So here already he agrees it's Zenenev Lechoser's pot. What's he saying? It sounds like he's saying, in the case of Baba Basra, what I'm doing is I'm telling him, I'm not allowing him to take this field. I have a schus gadol. That sort of gives me a stake in the field. I'm not allowing him to take the field that I have a schus gadol. So that's. That I have more ability to do. Don't take this field without a girl. That's more similar to saying, don't come into my chatzah without permission. I can say, don't come into my chatzah without permission. I can say, don't take the field without a girl. Over here, I'm not saying, don't come into my chatzah. I'm saying, that's fafalim, that's spilt milk. I'm saying, pay me for being in the chatzah. That's already harder for me to do. That already, or Yosef would agree, that already not allowed to do. It's strange thing a little bit. It's like, because of that svaras hafuchas, mamish backwards svaras than what he said before in Rabba. In Rabba, Tosis said that the case of the case in Baba Basra, everybody agrees. I can tell you don't come into my chatzim. Right? That everybody agrees. In Rabba, the first half of Tosis, which case is more similar to saying don't come into my chatzim? The case in Baba Basra of the Chalukah, or the case of Zenenev Zelechasa? Which is more akin, which is more like that I can be mean and say don't come into my chatzim? Which is more like that? What I said before, but so he said that the Zenenev Zelechasa is more like that. Even Rabba would agree that Zen Enev Lechasser could agree that Zen Enev Lechasser is Chayev. Because since I can say, don't come into my Chotzer, like Tam Rabbeinu Tam explained, so I can ask you Schar for having come into my Chotzer. Shank, in the case of Baba Basra, there he's not asking, he's not taking something from me, he didn't take something from me that I want to be reimbursed from, he just wants the Chalukot. So he's not being Nenem Mishali. So there I have to be nice and I have to let him do it. Now he's saying it's the opposite. Saying the opposite is fun. Saying of Yosef that over there, by Chalukah, that's like letting him come into my chutzah. Just like I don't have to let him come into my chutzah, I don't have to let him take care of the chutzah without a Chalukah, without a girl. Now saying over here, where he already slept in my chutzah, now I want to pay him money. That's like nothing to do with, yeah, I could tell him not to come into my chutzah, but that doesn't mean I can go collect money for it. It's like Soros and Fuchas from what he said before in Rabbah. Which is not the end of the day. I'm not asking to say that it's not the end of the day. Could be a svaras hafuchas because he's explaining opposite positions. In the first Hefetosis, he's explaining the position, the theoretical position, that Zenenev, that Kofen Almin is Stoim in Baba Basra, but Zenenev Zelechasra over here is Chayev. Now he's explaining the possibility of just the opposite, that in Baba Basra, Malin Lake and Exeter by Marion, and over here, Zenenev Zelechasra is Potter. So he's explaining opposite potential halachic positions, so it's not so terrible that he should be saying svaras that are the opposite of each other. Yeah, they're the opposite of each other because they're taka opposite shittas. At the end of the day, it's a little bit bizarre that we should have these svaras hafuchas going on. Like, which is worse? The case of Baba Basra or the case over here? The case of Rabban Rav Yosef and Baba Basra or the case over here? Which is a worse midas time? Which is meaner? So the first Hefetosis, he said that Baba Basra is worse. Baba Basra is worse. You know, he's not taking anything out. He's not going into Yerushus. He doesn't want nothing nene from you. He just wants that we should make a girl. So it's much there. It's a much bigger mitzvah to not to accommodate. But over here, he slept in Yechotzer. He doesn't want to be paid back for sleeping in Yechotzer. Here, it's not such a mitzvah. Now in Rav Yosef, he's saying just the opposite. Our case is worse because over there, you're telling him lechatchila, let's make a girl. So lechatchila, just make a girl. That's not such a mitzvah. That's like saying don't sleep in my chotzer. Don't take half the chutzner, don't take half the Yerusha away without making a girl. But over here, that's already spilt milk. Now you're coming after his pocketbook. That's already a bigamy this time. That's worse. Yeah, so again, it's not so terrible. Maybe that's how it is, because it's again he's explaining opposite possibilities. Still, it's a little bit strange. But there's another nekuda here also. Zenenev Zaychaser is Potter. Why is Zenenev Zaychaser Potter? Going back to original things. Why is the Nenev Zaychaser Potter? So we have possibility number one, Midas Tayim. That's the Ritzvah, and the Rosh, and the Tshuva. And then we had another possibility, that the Nenev Zaychaser is Potter because, we have two possibilities now. It's Potter because, let's say Reb Shimon. What? Because you need a Tfilah. Because you can't be Tveya without a Chisar. Reb Shimon, Shai Yosher.
tzorach chisaron in order to be tavei somebody. They would play away.
Again, the rush and the riff, we had a different mahalach that maybe you need to be chaser because otherwise it's not a oichel chisroinu shelzeh. Well, let's leave that part out just to keep it simple. So we have these two possibilities. Which way is Tosis going? This Tosis. If you go like Rav Shimon, that the reason why Zenana is like Chaser is Potter is because you need a Chisar in order to be Tevein. So then what's Tosis? What's bothering? Then the whole second half of it, what's bothering Tosis? There's a corner of Yosef that Malina like connects to the Tevein by Maria, and Rav Yosef over there doesn't care about Midas Stein. So how come over here he cares about Midas Stein? How can you say over here Zenana is like Chaser is Potter? Rav Yosef doesn't care about Midas Stein, so why should Zenana is like Chaser be Potter? What do you mean? Is that the chassid not part because they mean this time? Has nothing to do with me this time. Is that the chassid is part for different reasons? Because to be to obey somebody, you have to be chassid. Some want to say that the Tosfos is meduyik over here, not like Rav Shimon. I think it's not mukhuk and fakir. It's even better for Rav Shimon. We're running out of time. Now I'm going to say it quickly, and then maybe tomorrow we'll go over it again, because. I think according to Rav Shimon, Tosfos in the second half, he's not asking, how come according to Rav Yosef we're not kaifin on Midas Tayim, and by Zayin Nenev is Lechasa we are kaifin on Midas Tayim? Zayin Nenev Lechasa according to Rav Shimon, it's nothing with Midas Tayim. That wasn't Tosfos' problem. Tosfos is asking a different problem. Tosfos is asking, Zenen, I'll put it like this. Zenen is like Chaser's Potter. Why is Zenen like Chaser's Potter? Because you need a Chisar in order to do something. Rav Shimon was not. Rav Tosfos. So how come over there you could be Tevei a girl? You don't have a Chisar. If you don't have a Chisar, how can you be Tevei a girl? The same way if you don't have a Chisar, you can't be Tevei a Dano. Because that's a rule. In order to be Tevei somebody, you need to have a Chisar. Nothing to do with Midas Tayim. The way Rav Shimon's Masbe. Because that's the rule. To be Tevei somebody, you need to be Chosar. Otherwise, you don't have standing in Beis Din. So how come over there, by the case of the Chalukah of the Geirel, you have a right to be Tevei a Geirel, even though you're not Chosar? How can you be Tevei without a Chisar? Tosfos' answer is, no, it's not the same. Of course, I can't be Tevei without a Chisar. That's Zenene of the Chosar Potter. Without a Chisar, you can't be Tevei. But over there, I'm not being tevei money from him. What I'm saying is, I don't want you to take half of the field without a girl. That's akin to saying, I don't want you to sleep in my field. That's not a tfiyah that needs a chisar. Even according to Manor, Zenin is like chasar potter, you can't be tevei without a chisar. But if somebody wants to sleep in your chatzar, you could say, no, you can't be tevei without a chisar. I don't need to be tevei him. I'm not being tevei him. I'm not going to the interior to take money from him. I'm not being tevei him in that sense. I'm saying, don't go into my chotzer and take it. Don't go into my chotzer and live there. Well, in the case of the Gemara Baba Basra, he wants to take half the chotzer without a girl. I certainly have a koyach to say, I have a right to say, don't take my chotzer without a girl. And that's Mamish what Tosfos is saying. It's very hard to assimilate this all at once, but when Tosfos now says in the second half, he means that you have the koyach to be meneh somebody lo de beveisoi. I'm going to finish saying it, and then I'm going to have to say it again tomorrow because it's not shy. It's not shy. I know if I was on your side of the room, I wouldn't be able to. This lie to you. But the point is like this. I said before that the two halves of Tosfos are Svaras Hafuchos. First, you know, this is more Midas Toim, now the other thing is Midas Toim. It's not Svaras Hafuchos at all. The fear of Shimon's, the fear of Shimon's Malach and Lur, it's not Svaras Hafuchos. Because it's two different, there's two different Nidonim. There's one Nidon, do I have a Kayach? Do I have a Kayach to be Meneu from something? And then there's another Nidon, even if I have the Kayach, but is it a Midas Toim for me to is it a Midas Toim for me to do it? So the second half of Tosfos is saying, Zenen Evel Chosser means I don't have a koyach, since I'm not Chosser, so maybe Zenen Evel Chosser means I don't have the koyach to be Tevei you, to pay me you, since I wasn't Chosser. I can't mun you to it in Torah, I can't be Tevei you to it in Torah if I wasn't Chosser. That's the side that Zenen Evel Chosser is part of. That's not Shaykh in Baba Basra at all. Because in Baba Basra, I'm not being Tevei you to take money from you. I'm saying, don't take the soda without a girl. There's no question that I have such a koyach. I certainly have a koyach to say. Rabbi and Rabbi will both even agree that in theory, I have the koyach to say, don't take the soda without a girl. Because taking the soda without a girl is like just walking into my field and living there. You don't have a right to do that. I certainly have a koyach to be menei of you from doing that. The machlokes in the Gemara of Baba Basra is, granted that I have such a koyach, but maybe it's a midas toim. That's my chaksha and Rav Yosef. Since it doesn't really, it wouldn't hurt me to make a girl, and to you it's good, so maybe it's going to be time for me to insist on that kayak. But I certainly have the kayak in the first place. So the two halves of Tosfos, they're like karbu zelze. The first half of Tosfos is going on the side that Zen Enev Zlechoser is chayav. That means I have a kayak to be to bear you what you were there, even though I wasn't a chaser. I have such a kayak. So that's but now let's discuss. But is it a midas toim? Rav over there has a concept of midas toim. How come over there it's a midas toim and here it's not a midas toim? That's the first half of Tosfos. Tosfos says no. There it's more midas toim because there it's more midas toim because he didn't check on me at all. He didn't do anything. He didn't take anything from me. So it's not a midas toim. So there it's a midas toim for me to insist on a girl since he didn't take anything from me. So it's a big midas toim. Over here, he had no right to come into my field. Now I just want it back. I want my hanah back. That's not touching me the stone. So as far as me the stone is concerned, in Agamara, it's not me the stone. Asking for schar, for a hanah that he had no right to take in the first place, is not a me the stone. And that's the first half of Tosfos. And that's true l'kuliyamah. End of story. Agamara is not a me the stone. That's what Tosfos is exactly saying in the first half. That me the stone is only to give Baba Basra. And Baba Basra, where he didn't take anything from me. I'm not asking for mine back. I'm asking for something sort of arbitrary. I want a girl, and he doesn't want a girl. So there's a discussion about midas toim. In Agamar, he took hanah from me. I want him to pay schar for that hanah that he took from me without a right. It's like a mimayin gebach if you want. So Tosfos, that's not midas toim, and that's why it could be that Zenenev is lechaser is chayev. And that ends our discussion of midas toim. Now Tosfos raises a new problem. The madam is that if Zenenev lechaser is potter, that's not good me to stone. That's like Rav Shimon said. Because be'etzem, you can't be teveya money without a chisaron. You don't have a koyach to be teveya somebody without a chisaron. In fact, Tosfos, so how come over there you have a koyach to say, to tell him to insist on a girl without a chisaron? There's no. Avada, you have no koyach to be teveya somebody without a chisaron. You certainly have a koyach to be meneya somebody from coming into your soda, and by the same token, you certainly have a koyach to be meneya somebody from dividing up the field without a girl. You certainly have such a koyach. So it's not relevant to Agamor. It's any of the chosses part because you don't have the koyach without a chisar. You can't take him to Basin without a chisar. Over there, you're not taking him to Basin. You're just being meneya him from taking the soda without a girl. That much koyach he for sure have. Yeah, then let's discuss this in a midas toim. That's Rabbi Rav Yosef from Baba Basra. But even that the two halves of Tosfos is not Svaras Hafuchos. It's like Korvos Elze. It's two totally separate discussions. Okay, we'll go over this ground maybe again tomorrow a little bit, and then we'll have to go on this show.